Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Tuesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. We, of course, have your news headlines coming up on this Tuesday. Have a message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By. Have musical artists of the week, Beyonce and Miley Cyrus. In this today's entertainment spotlight, you're part of my conversation with Dr. Erica Holmes, discussing what it's been like for her as a relationship and mental health expert to be able to help people in need. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Tuesday headlines. In national news, House Intel Chair says Ukraine aid will have overwhelming support in Congress after recess, says The Hill. House Intelligence Chair Mike Turner on Sunday predicted additional funding for Ukraine will have overwhelming support in Congress as sharp divisions amid lawmakers have left aid for the nation in limbo. Turner, during an interview with CBS's News Face the Nation, said Speaker Mike Johnson has made clear he supports Ukraine and indicates it will be a priority when Congress returns from its holiday recess. The Speaker has made it very clear that when we get back, it is a next top priority after having just passed all the bills that fund the federal government, Turner said on Sunday. I believe this is going to have overwhelming support in Congress and will put a bill on the president's desk. CBS News correspondent Ed O'Keefe then pressed Turner whether the bill will have strong support from GOP members or if it will require adding a loan payment plan or border security provisions. I think there's already a significant and very strong support among Republicans and certainly across Americans across the country, he said. Questions remain over how Johnson will handle the prickly subject of aid to Ukraine after he refused last month to consider a Senate-passed foreign aid package that would have included $60 billion for the embattled country. He pointed to the legislation's lack of border security and floated giving aid to Ukraine in the form of a loan. Turner said he thinks there will be a discussion in both chambers about border security provisions and how the non-military humanitarian aid is structured, but they will end with a negotiated package at the end of the process. Asked if this will happen before Congress takes its next week-long break later this month, Turner said, "It is certainly my hope." In more national news, U.S. defense official had Havana syndrome symptoms during a 2023 NATO summit, Pentagon confirms. A senior Defense Department official who attended last year's NATO summit at Lithuania has symptoms similar to those reported by U.S. officials who have experienced Havana syndrome, the Pentagon confirmed on Monday. Havana syndrome is still under investigation, but includes a string of health problems dating back to 2016 when officials working at the U.S. Embassy in Havana reported sudden unexplained head pressure, head or ear pain, or dizziness. The injuries to key U.S. government personnel or their families were part of a 60 Minutes report Sunday that suggested Russia is behind the incidents, one of which took place during the 2023 NATO summit in Lithuania. I can confirm that a senior DOD official experienced symptoms similar to those reported in other health incidents, Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh told reporters on Monday. Singh referred questions on whether Russia had a part in it to the Justice Department. In more national news, a channel has opened for vessels clearing wreckage at the Baltimore Bridge collapse site. The U.S. Coast Guard has opened a temporary alternate channel for vessels involved in the clearing of debris at the site of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, part of a phased approach to opening the main channel leading to the vital port, officials said on Monday. Crews are undertaking the complicated work of removing steel and concrete at the site of the bridge's deadly collapse into the river after container ship lost power and crashed into a supporting column. On Sunday, dive teams surveyed parts of the bridge and checked the ship, and workers in lifts used torches to cut above water parts of the twisted steel superstructure. Officials said the temporary channel is open only to vessels that are helping with the cleanup effort. Authorities believe four workers plunged to their deaths in the collapse. Recovery of their bodies is a key part of the ongoing salvage operation. In more national news, Alex Murdaugh gets 40 years in federal prison for stealing from clients and his law firm. For maybe the last time, Alex Murdaugh, in a prison jumpsuit instead of the suit he used to wear, shuffled into a courtroom Monday in South Carolina and was sentenced to 40 years in federal prison. Murdaugh was punished this time in federal court for stealing from clients and his law firm. The 55-year-old disbarred attorney is already serving a life sentence without parole in a state prison for killing his wife and son. Federal agents had recommended a sentence from 17 and a half to just under 22 years. Murda also pleaded guilty in state court to financial crimes and was ordered to spend 27 years in prison. The federal sentence will run at the same time as his state prison term, and he likely will have to serve all 40 years if his Murda convictions are overturned on appeal. And finally, in business news, Wall Street slips after surprisingly strong manufacturing data sends yields up. Stocks slipped from their record heights on Monday after a surprisingly strong report on U.S. manufacturing cast doubts on how much interest rates can ease this year. The S&P 500 was 0.3% lower in late trading on Monday, coming off an all-time high and its latest winning month in a romp higher than that began in late October. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 284 points, or 0.7%, with an hour remaining in trading. The Nasdaq Composite was 0.1% lower. Cyrus Webb, Conversations with Daily News. It's on time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Tuesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. If you can learn something every day, then you would not have wasted a single moment of this gift called life. So let's make the most of today. Have a great Tuesday. Beyonce is our artist of the week. This week, here's her single, Two Most Wanted, featuring Miley Cyrus, for the Conversations with Daily News.
Jumping the gun, but we're both still young. One day we won't be.
Didn't know what I want till I saw your face. Say goodbye to the old me.
Came out of nowhere, didn't give no warning.
Pedal so heavy like the two most wanted. And I
don't know what you're doing tonight, but I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die. Smoke out the window, flying down the 405. I'll be a backseat baby, driving you crazy anytime you like. Whoa, I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die. Making waves in the wind with my empty hand, my other hand on you.
Been a while since I haven't tried to pull away, but it's time for something new.
Came out of nowhere, didn't give no warning. Pedal so heavy like the two most wanted. And I don't know what you're doing tonight, but I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die. Smoke out the window, flying down the 405. Yeah, I'll be your backseat, baby, driving you crazy anytime you like. Whoa, I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die.
We are part of my conversation coming up with Dr. Erica Holmes in today's entertainment spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Daily News. For Conversation Dirty News, I'm Cyrus Webb with Entertainment Spotlight. Relationship and mental health expert Dr. Erica Holmes joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about her extraordinary journey. Here's a bit of our conversation.
But Dr. Holmes, thank you again for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's so important, and I'm excited to be here.
Well, this is, I think, an important conversation that you're kind of able to kind of handle the whole person, Dr. Holmes, which is what I love about the work that you do. I think so many times people get so caught up on relationships, which are important, that they do, you know, forget about themselves sometimes along the way. What has that been like for you and your platform to be able to show them not only the importance of taking care of themselves, but also what it means to truly make themselves available for others?
Right. I think for so many people are taught that a lot of their self-worth and their self-identity comes from doing for others and having others like ingratiated, right? And so they don't see themselves outside of other people. And they don't understand that it all starts with you. And you can't have, whether it's a romantic relationship, a friendship, a parenting relationship, whatever it is, you can't have that if you're not healthy and whole. And also if you're not restored and regenerated. So you have to take time for yourself to restore, to replenish, and also time to really reflect and be introspective and like decide for yourself what your identity is going to be, who you are, and to no relationship or there's nothing else that you want to do that's going to flourish if you yourself are not the best version of you that you can be.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversation Daily News. I'll be back to get on tomorrow with more news, message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, music from artists of the week, Beyonce, and of course, Entertainment Spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversation Daily News today. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.